I mentioned about Lydia last week, who was ill with cancer of the womb, and we thank God that actually she's had a better diagnosis this week, that it has not spread, and that she's able to be treated. So I wanted to give, she wanted you to hear that update, and we thank God for that, and keep praying for her. And as I said last week, if these issues touch you particularly, and they might bring something up for you in your own experience or whatever, please come and be prayed for at the end of the service. We'd love you to receive prayer today. So this is a brilliant passage of scripture. It's fantastic here in Acts chapter 9. And we've got Tabitha. And we love the story of Tabitha. And this Tabitha is summarized in one sentence here. Does anybody know what that sentence might be? What she was like? What does the Bible say Tabitha was like? She was always doing good and helping the poor. Let's say it again. Always doing good and helping the poor. In the book of Galatians, it reminds us, remember the poor. Remember those in need. And one of the reasons I love the story of Tabitha is because it's a story about somebody in the Bible that wasn't one of the big shots. It wasn't one of the kind of, the Apostle Paul or Moses or Abraham or some of the big shots of the Bible. But Tabitha is kind of one of the people you don't really hear very much about. She's kind of in the background. But actually, she had an amazing life and she made a massive difference. And it also says here, it says about Tabitha, in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. Did you know that when it describes a disciple named Tabitha, that's the only time in the New Testament that the word disciple is attributed to a woman, a named woman? And actually, it's interesting because I think sometimes people say that they think that that's because they reckon that Tabitha actually hung out with Jesus. In this sort of bigger crowd that Jesus took around with him when he was doing in his ministry, that Tabitha went around with him. We don't know if that's 100% true, but it'd be a good reason why she's called a disciple. Does anybody know another word for disciple? Like a word that we might recognize a bit more in English for us? An apprentice. Thank you, Tony. A disciple is an apprentice of Jesus. Someone who's learning how to be just like Jesus. And that's what Tabitha did. And Tabitha was a disciple who made other disciples. And in fact, even when she died and rose again, and actually when Peter raised her from the dead, this is only the... Does anybody know any other resurrection stories in the book of Acts? I'm testing your Bible. Not Lazarus? It was the man who fell asleep during the sermon. Okay, watch out. And he went to sleep. And that's not why he died. But he would have been sitting up there, fell off, and he had to be raised from the dead. But this is the only other resurrection story in the book of Acts, which makes it really interesting. They didn't do these things by accident. This story was in here for a good reason. And it's about Tabitha being raised from the dead. And even when she was raised from the dead, it says that many other people in Joppa believed in the Lord. Obviously, they would if they'd seen someone get raised from the dead. That's an amazing story, isn't it, how that happened to Tabitha. But she was a disciple who also made other disciples. The other brilliant thing, one other brilliant thing about Tabitha is that she was behind the scenes. She wasn't up front. Does anyone, sometimes... People, you know what? Most of the people who do most of the good things for God in the world are behind the scenes, doing things in the ordinary situations of life, loving people, caring for people, being kind to people, speaking encouragement to people, telling people about Jesus at work. That's why we talked about where we are in different places tomorrow. We're all going to be kind of behind the scenes in different places, at school, at work, at home, and in different places. We all get an amazing opportunity to be like Tabitha, who was always doing good and helping the poor. Oh, come on, guys. What was she always doing? She was always doing good and helping the poor. That's what it's about. She was behind the scenes. Have you ever felt behind the scenes? Have you ever felt like maybe nobody's noticing? Have you ever felt like that? And sometimes we all feel a bit like that. But the brilliant thing is God sees. God is the God who sees you when you are listening, when you're caring, when you're being kind, when you're being helpful, when you're talking about Jesus to others. God is the God who sees that and he loves it, just like he loves the ministry of Tabitha. And the thing is, Tabitha made a big difference. Do you know how I know she made a big difference? Does anyone want to guess? How do we know that Tabitha made a big difference in her town? Anyone? It's not just because she's mentioned in the Bible. Yes, because other people. What were they all doing when Tabitha had died? They were not only crying, which is that's what people do when people die, because they were sad to lose Tabitha, and that happens. But they also says that they were showing the Apostle Paul the clothes that she'd made. Now, in those times, people often I didn't need a drink. People often cry quite openly in those days. They were very the grief was very public grief, and that's what they did in those days. It was very out there, and that's fine. But one of the things I think is true is not just that they cried, it's that they showed Paul that these are the clothes that Tabitha or Dorcas made for us. And actually, sorry, Peter. And they actually went to get Peter. It's interesting, isn't it? Instead of just saying, well, you know, we're really sad Tabitha's died, Peter was not far away in another town, and they actually thought, let's go and get Peter because he was with Jesus and he'll know what to do. And Jesus rose people from the dead. And we need Tabitha back because Tabitha was always doing good and helping the poor. And that's the heart. And so you can imagine they're all crying and they're showing these clothes. Now, I wonder, I bet Tabitha, when she was making these clothes, didn't necessarily think, look at me, I'm making these clothes. I'm doing such a great work. She probably thought nobody noticed. She probably thought that nobody really thought about what she was doing. She was just doing it because she loved people and cared for people and wanted people to have a better life and wanted to share Jesus with them. But she was making a difference where she was in a very ordinary way. And you don't have to do extraordinary things. We just all have to do ordinary acts of kindness and love and listening and caring in the world that we live in, to make a difference, yeah? We can all make a difference. We can actually all be like Tabitha, who was always doing good and helping the poor. And that's what the Bible calls us to do. And so that's my encouragement to you today. And I want to encourage you, because I often think of that phrase, always doing good and helping the poor, when I see so many of you here today doing things where I see you doing good, where I see you helping other people. It reminds me of Tabitha. And I just think, I want to say, well done. You know, whether on and on, but also not only through things like programs, but actually just in life, in life groups, in friendships, in families, in neighbors. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. When we hear testimonies of where God has been encouraging people to have the lonely in family, or welcome a stranger, or feed someone who's hungry, or encourage someone who's down. All these things are doing good. And that's where we shine as Christians. That's where we can be bright for Jesus, is always doing good. God has so loved what Tabitha was about. And I want to encourage us all to be Tabithas, always doing good, helping those in need. And there's going to be those in need in our coming week. And God is sending us out to be loving and to be gracious to them. And so I want to encourage you to be those people. And also, I've given you, just to close, I've given you in your notice sheets, have you got them? Thank you. These, God is calling. Because we've been looking at different Bible characters over the past little while, and we've been talking about everyone coming alive. And actually, one of the ways you come alive is to do good and care and help others. It's one of the ways we come alive in Jesus. And it says, God is calling. This is a little postcard. And if you, for many of you, you'll know that you're already doing this. But for some of you, you might think, I'm not quite sure how to do that. I'd appreciate a conversation. I'd like to talk to someone. How can I do good? How can I serve the poor? How can I make a difference in the world I'm living in? To live, I want to live so that I'd be missed if I wasn't here. They say that a sign of a good church is if we all shut up shop tomorrow, would anybody know that we'd gone? Would anybody miss us? Because they missed Tabitha. Would anybody miss your ministry? And I want to encourage us that lots of great ministry happens through us here. So much. But I want to encourage us, if you're not sure and you'd like to get more involved and you'd like to think, how can I make a difference? You can fill this out. And at communion, one of the ways, because this is worship, this is giving our worship to Jesus. So at communion, if you fill this out, I've got a little table there with a little bowl. And you can fill it out and drop it in there at communion. I'll put it here where the lectern is. And you can come past it and drop it in. And if you fill out your details, we will we'll get back to you. And I'd love to support anybody who wants to do good and help the poor. So we just want to be supportive and helpful, have a good conversation, how we might be able to help in our world. Amen. Oh, by the way, that game, now that I've remembered, was everyone is involved. You see, we had to all get involved. You couldn't just say, well, it's not my job. You know, this whole church, everybody's got gifts. Everybody's got something to offer. Whether it's praying, giving, loving, listening, you name it. We can all do something for Jesus, for others. Yeah? And that's our calling for coming alive. Praise God. Shall we stand? Let's stand. I'd love to pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you, Father, that you've called us into this world right now to make a difference, to always be doing good, helping those in need, helping the poor, doing all we can, Father God, to love others and to love you and love ourselves. Heavenly Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters today that you will encourage us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for every kind word, every act of love, everything done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for so many ways that this church family already gives and serves. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that we would do so all the more for the love of God and for our community. Pour out your love and your blessing and your Holy Spirit, because we need your help, Heavenly Father. We can't do these things in our own strength. We need the help of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we pray that we would raise a hallelujah and that we would also give and serve and love throughout our lives to raise that hallelujah to you, to be a sign of worship for you this coming week. We praise you, we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to worship together and we're going to prepare to receive communion together. And as we do so, as we come up for communion, I'd love this to be an opportunity for us to be saying to Jesus as we come, Lord Jesus, you gave yourself on the cross. Jesus was always doing good, wasn't he? Jesus was always helping the poor, the last, the least, the lost. Jesus was always looking out for those on the margins. Jesus, that's who Jesus was, who he is and what he's about. And as we come up for communion, let's be praying, Lord, I worship you. Help me to be more like you. Help me to be that disciple of yours as we come for communion. Amen.